WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Don't go see Ang Lee's new film, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, on an empty stomach. The opening sequence alone will make your tummy growl. Master Chef Tao Chu is preparing a lavish meal for his three adult daughters. He carefully and knowingly slices each ingredient, cooks them with a flick of the wrist, and like magic, creates a mouth-watering, multi-course feast. Problem is, his daughters could care less. They see these ritual meals as boring, meaningless, a waste of time. They want a break from family tradition. Their father wants to keep those traditions alive. Eat, Drink, Man, Woman continues Ang Lee's exploration of the tension between parent and child in a changing Taiwanese society. It's a theme he dealt with in his first two films, Pushing Hands and The Wedding Banquet, which won the Berlin Film Festival in 1993 and was nominated that same year for an Academy Award. Ang Lee grew up in Taiwan in a culture and family that prized food. When he came to the States to study theater and film, he started to cook for himself, his wife, and kids because he hated American food and was unemployed for so many years. Later, he found the cooking was a lot like making movies.
It's art. You have to foresee some taste or look. That's very similar to director, where everybody play as an ingredient. They work in one direction without knowing what's going to be like when they put together, except the director has a guess and foresee what's going to be like. That's like cooking. And then you prepare the ingredients and put them together with the right proportion. And then you care very much how people feel when they eat them.
Let me ask you about even the actual filming of the food preparation. How many takes and retakes do you have to have for some of the preparation of some of these dishes? And maybe you could explain to us how you go about doing that.
Oh, that's one of the toughest part of this film making is the food. Especially those food that display in one big round table. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 9-10 takes, and there are about 10 big courses of dishes, and they all have to be steamy and look fresh, and the green has to look green, the red has to look red. It takes a lot of organizing to think about and to bring them up hot all at one time. And you have like one or two fresh minutes to film them. If the actor screw up a line, you want to kill them.
So
redo it all over again. It's very time consuming.
What was the most challenging dish to film?
Believe it or not, one of them is easy looking one. That slicing tofu.
Oh yeah.
The daughter slicing tofu. That took about 6 hours to film, to light.
Why?
You want to bring out the best out of that piece of tofu. It takes a lot of time to study, and you don't want it to look like commercial. And then it's a very skillful thing to slicing the tofu like a piece of paper. It takes a lot of takes. And when the piece of tofu diminish, like getting lower and lower, you have to get new one. Start all over again.
Now, this is the first film that you've made in Taiwan. Your other two films were shot in the States. What was it like to go home to shoot a film?
A lot of pressure. It was the first homecoming project. I have to prove that I cannot only make movie in the States, that I can make a movie, especially after the wedding banquet with the Taiwanese crew in Taiwan. And about Taipei, a place that I am so familiar with, a place that I grew up with. So this is a lot of pressure. I was grudging all the time. And also it's different working philosophy behind production. Here it's the producer runs the show. As a director, you just do your artistic choices. And in Taipei, a director has to push every button. Everybody has a total loyalty to you. They don't move until you say so.
Which do you prefer?
I was hoping somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. But no, I got a lot of more freedom in terms of time and budget, and it's more flexible shooting, and also more exhausting.
Let me ask you a little bit about your growing up in Taiwan. What kinds of movies did you enjoy as a kid?
Hollywood movies.
Such as?
Everything. Everything showing here, we see over there shortly after. And a lot of melodrama, Chinese melodrama, kung fu movies, comedies, things like that.
What were some of the Hollywood movies that you remember that you think might have even influenced you as a director?
I will have to say number one is Billy Wilder's company, comedy. That has a big impact on me. Such so enjoyable.
Were you a movie-going kid? Did you used to go to the movies a lot?
Yes, a lot. We don't have other entertainment when I was a kid. Watching movie is the fantasy world. That's why the first time I came to the States, there's a strange feeling. This is like dreamland. I see the States from the movies. It's like walking into a movie set. That is has nothing to do with real life.
No.
Like, it's a fantasy land.
You found that out when you came here.
It's a make-believe. Yeah, and I gradually find out what reality is.
Well, I want to talk some more, but first, let's just take a short break. And I'm speaking with Ang Lee, and his latest film is called Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, and it's about a family, a widower, and three daughters. His previous films include The Wedding Banquet and Pushing Hands. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is director Ang Lee. His latest film is called Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. Your father was a high school principal, is that right? Was your mother also a teacher?
She's a teacher.
How important was academic achievement in your family?
Very important. That's the all important, is to be a useful man. See, my father's a high school principal, one of the best high school in Taiwan, and I was his student. But my mind is in movies all the time. I was a very absent-minded kid. So there's always a lot of pressure on me to study well and get into a good university.
Now, you failed your college entrance exam.
Right. That's how I got into the Academy of Art and into theater and movie later on.
Well, being that academic achievement was so important to your family, what effect did that have on them?
Well, I have to say it's a disgrace to the family. But I got to look at the world from another angle. It's like fate that I belong to this the movie world.
When you say, though, disgrace to your family, what does that mean, and what did your parents say to you, and your father, I guess, in particular?
He didn't say much, but for the first time I see him cry in my life. It must be a big hit in the heart.
Well, you started in theater, is that right, and then went to film?
Yeah. Somehow I got the idea. Some great directors know theater. I don't know how I got that idea.
Maybe from Hollywood films?
I don't know, but anyway, when I was much younger, that's what I believe. So I started with theaters, did a lot of acting, then I came to the States, continued theatrical study. But by then, language was a big barrier for me, because theater is talking head.
Sure.
And needs a lot of language ability. So I gradually shifted my interest to directing. And later on, I find out stage is really for actors, and movie is the media for a director.
Now, you did script writing for a while. What was that like for you?
Oh, it's hell.
Hell? Really? In what way hell?
Well, I'm more of a director than writer. Yeah. I wrote because I wanted to direct, and I found that's the only way how I can break into the industry. It's a very competitive business. It's very hard unless you have something in your hand. You don't even have a bargain power to break into the business as a director. You don't work your way up. You jump in as a director, and you need a script. And from my peer, such as schoolmate like Spike Lee, people like that, I see they get to start making movie because they're a good writer, not because at school they're good directors. So I just have to sit down and learn how to write feature-length script. And I have an agent. I have found that they are very hard on me when I have something they can pitch. So it's really narrowed down to writing. I have to be self-taught how to write feature-length script. And I did that for 6 years. Meanwhile, I was cooking and
cooking for your family.
Become a good cook and get obsessed about food making.
Now, you've written or at least collaborated on some of the scripts for your own movies, is that right?
Yeah, I always do that. Either I write them myself or collaborate with a writer or some project attached to me as director, then I supervise the rewrite. So in one way or another, I stay very close to the development of a script.
Now, your first three films you've called a trilogy. They're Pushing Hands, The Wedding Banquet, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, your latest one. And all of them do seem to explore this parent-child relationship, children wanting to go their own way, afraid of hurting their parents in the process, trying to figure out how to reject tradition without rejecting their parents. Let's talk a little bit more about that, if we can. Do these movies, do they act for you as a way to try to, are you consciously and actively trying to resolve that for yourself through those movies?
You mean like a therapy?
Well, I didn't want to go quite that far.
In a way, I guess. I wasn't really conscious about that until when I almost finished this last one, and I call it trilogy. I was aware that I was doing that. The first two movies just come out naturally because that's my first-hand information, my life experience. I grew up in a steady and happily family, and then after school, I formed my own family. And then, as I said, I spent many years just stay at home, writing and cooking. So family has always been very close to me and my living environment. I know them best. So if I'm the writer, it's very easy for me to write something about it and also observe the change in the family society and about time, about many things like my life attitude. It's just my closest material. And also it doesn't cost much money to make. Hmm. That's not a big reason.
Because
I write for me to direct. If I write 2,000 horses, a car crashes, people will pay me not to direct.
Not your style, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, though, how you go about raising money for your films.
Well, it's strange. The money came to me. People pushed me to do those films. When I pursuing money, I never succeed. For those 6 years, I tried to raise money. I pitched stories, pitch scripts. It never happened. The first movie I did was because I entered a script competition in Taiwan and win the first prize. And the studio came to me and say, we know the script, we lose money, but we want to do your first picture, so let's do it. I said, I don't know if I can do a film with so little money in New York. I don't know what's going to happen. They said, no, go ahead, just try. That's how I started. And then that was a hit in Taiwan, the first picture. Then I got the money to do, just almost automatically, to do Wedding Banquet. I wrote Wedding Banquet 6 years ago. By then it was too Chinese to raise money here and too gay to raise money in Taiwan. But 5 years later, it was a hit picture. I don't know what to tell you. It's fate, I guess.
Do you plan to stay in the United States? You've made your first film in Taiwan. I don't know whether that gets you thinking about moving back to Taiwan or not.
Not yet. I'm happy to live here. The suburb, not in New York City.
Right.
The suburb, upstate New York. That's my idea of living, because you know, it's very peaceful, healthy. Very middle class. Nobody bothers us. If I go to Taiwan, my family won't believe in peace. I don't think so. I try to get them away from film business as far as they can. So, you know, when I want to get crazy, I come to New York and work. And it's like the center of the world. I like New York, and I like the point of view of New York. Mm-hmm. It's like a United Nation of itself. I enjoy that truly. I tend to think I'm a Chinese New Yorker type of filmmaker.
Well, Ang Lee, thank you very much for joining us today on Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Ang Lee's latest film, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, will open in the beginning of August. This is Fresh Air.